Welcome back to the Reality Served Real podcast. We're your hosts, Christina, Abby, and Michelle. And today is kind of a day where we're going to take it back to, I guess, the beginning of this podcast. And we're going to talk about the challenge and only the challenge. But we have a two-part finale for the challenge. And that's where we're gonna start today. We had the beginning of that episode where we have Adam, who is upset about his star getting stolen. We have Kara wondering what's going to happen to the rest of the people because they know that their time is becoming pretty limited. Flora is talking about how she's in really bad shape, how she keeps getting banged up on all of these different challenges. And then we get to the daily challenge, and we find out that the people who have a star, Cara, Maria, Nicole, Veronica, Leroy, Ace, and Steve, they automatically made it to the final. And the remaining people, Flora, Avery, Laurel, Ryan, Ace, or no, Ace already had one, Ryan, Derek, and Adam, they have to compete, and there's a top man and a top woman who make it into the final. The remaining people get purged. During this portion is when we find out that Laurel and Derek are the ones that make it to the rest of the final, and Ryan, Avery, and Adam are the ones who get purged. Flora, kind of bowed out before this even started. So they have like their final celebration dinner, and then they go to the first part of the final. And in the first part of the final, there's like different checkpoints. We find out that the first checkpoint is an advantage, and then the second will be an elimination. In the first checkpoint, shooting star, where they had to use the paintball guns to hit the star targets. Leroy is the person who gets the advantage. And then in the elimination, it is called the electric star, which if they hit the star, then they get like a shock or whatever. So they have to like move this metal ring around as fast as they can, try not to get shocked or. Yeah, so this leaves on a cliffhanger. We don't know at the end of this episode who is the person who got eliminated. So what did we think of this kind of first portion of the final here?
I feel like everyone online hated it, but I love this final. I thought it was really fun.
So funny you say that because I was gonna say because I saw all the talk before I watched it because I just recently watched it. And I'm like, I don't know if I should say this on Twitter, but I kind of liked the final. I don't know why everyone was so mad.
I like the fact that it seems like anybody could have won it. Like one thing that Cara Maria said when she's gone on different podcasts, and I agree with her, is why would they bring these 50-year-olds on if there's absolutely no way that they can win? Like there has to be these equalizers, there has to be these type of things that happen to give people advantages so that it's not, you know, like yeah, there's Cara Maria, Laurel, they're more likely to win than anybody else, but it could be anybody based on, you know, like what if Derek and everybody gave their stars to Veronica, then maybe somehow that could have helped her.
I know, I liked that. I don't know. I enjoyed it.
One thing that we I guess didn't see is that Derek said that when the people were eliminated who didn't make it, Avery, Adam, and Ryan, they were able to give a star to like the remaining people too. And like because he said Ryan had given him his star, but or given him a star, but it was completely cut out that they even did that.
Why
Well,
did they?
What did they do with that? Star, could they give pass that star on too, or could only Derek only give one star away?
I'm guessing, I don't know. He only gave one star away, so I'm guessing the reason that they didn't show it probably is because like maybe both Avery and Ryan gave it to, or like
Derek,
Derek, so it didn't really
people who got
matter.
eliminated, yeah.
Yeah, right. That makes sense.
So who is your MVP this episode?
Mine was Derek.
I like that answer. I gave him an honorable mention, but he was so impressive. I'm so proud of him. He's kind of like I'm really liking him.
Yeah, I put Derek too, because he just like has bounced back from like, wasn't he first eliminated last time? He did great.
Yeah,
First time making a final, like, I don't know.
and
He's just
he put himself.
adorable.
Good
He
for
was
him.
great.
Well, I gave my MVP to Laurel. Like I said, I gave Derek an honorable mention, but I think that, I mean, she just completely dominated that portion, even doing better than Derek and cheering Derek on, and I gave it to Laurel for her performance there. And then also Derek, I feel like maybe he maybe didn't do, I don't know. I mean, I guess we don't know like how at this point who does well or whatever, but he just had so much anxiety in that challenge.
The shock, electric shock, yeah, right.
Yeah, I feel like maybe like he was in his head a little bit.
They psyched him out with the acting. Leroy, oh my God. And even Nicole was hilarious, I thought, with the acting.
Crying like that.
Yeah, I thought it was so good.
Who did you give your LVP to?
Mine was kind of a whole season culminating in this episode. I'm giving it to Avery because she literally brought nothing to this season.
Okay,
Nothing.
I'm so confused about because I thought that she was gonna be like somebody this season. Because how did she get cast on season 40?
Good question. I have no idea.
Especially over like an Ashley Mitchell, like get out. Because that's what she is.
Pretty privilege. I don't know. That's all I can think of.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. That's crazy to me. Because I mean, if she did something there, we didn't see it.
She wasn't even competitive in this last thing. It was just sad. Like, all
Just
right.
going in the circle in the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had to give her LVP for that.
I don't blame you. How about you, Abby?
She was actually mine too because I couldn't give it to Flora because
I gave it to Flora.
I knew you would. Me and you have this gray area with the people who drop out. I'm like, Christine's gonna give it to Flora. I know she is. I don't know. I couldn't give it to her. The poor girl couldn't even walk. And oh my God, she's awesome for doing this at 50 something. And I don't know. It was a toss-up between Avery and Adam, but I just don't like Adam. But I gave it to Avery because man, she was a mess.
I definitely I can see that for sure. Did you have any quotes this episode?
Yeah.
Okay, so
I had three, but
what was yours?
I had three, but y'all can go.
Oh, okay, so Ace to Steve, I thought it was funny. He asked, "Are your knees okay?"
Yep, that was the first one I had on my list too, Christina. I thought that was hilarious.
And
Well,
then,
I'll piggyback off of that. I didn't have that quote, but I had Steve's response when he said, "I landed," and I said, "Oh yeah, I'm 45."
that's funny. Okay, so you—that was his response. That's funny. I really like these two and their dynamic together. I think that they're both just like genuinely nice people. I'm really enjoying, I really enjoyed seeing them this season.
Okay, so I love Steve. I didn't watch whatever All Stars he was on before. And I know, Michelle, you've always liked him, but where I don't get where the Steve hate comes from. Like, he's hilarious and he's sweet. And he was hot when he was younger.
I think the first season he was on, he went against Derek Kaczynski, so people didn't like him for that.
Interesting.
I don't know. I loved him. He was one of my favorites to watch.
He's entertaining on the other All-Stars too. Like he like caused drama on every single season he's been on. He's good up for the show.
I know, I'm so excited that he's on All-Stars 5.
It feels crazy that like I don't know, I'm still on All Star. It took so long to get All Stars 4, and then it's like, oh, now we're filming All Stars 5 right away. I don't know. It threw me for a loop, but here we are.
Yeah. Well, I think that it'll probably air after 40, which announced today was going to premiere August 14th.
Oh, see, I saw the pictures, but I didn't catch the date. Okay, August 14th.
So, yeah, about a little less than 2 months before that starts.
They announced it kind of early. Okay.
Yeah, I thought so too. And I thought that August was an interesting premiere time because it's not really a summer show and it's not really a fall show. Because fall start shows usually start in like late September. So it's really
Yeah.
starting, you know, a few weeks early.
Yeah, in the middle. Yeah, in that middle period, you're right. I wonder if they announced it so early because it was 40 and they thought like they're gonna get a lot of hype and do a lot of press. Maybe that's why.
It seems like maybe they're going to, because I've
Yeah.
already seen like a few things today, and you know, I mean, it is pretty early, so I don't know. One of my other quotes, Ryan said, "If I win All Stars 4, I would pay off my debt. Boys and girls, little guys over there, save your money, start in your 20s, not in your 40s."
That was my second quote.
And then,
I didn't like that quote.
why?
It made me sad for him. I don't know. Like, you're just starting saving money in your 40s? What? I don't know. It scared me. But okay.
Have we
I don't know. It made me sad. That's all I can say. It made me sad.
All I know is I was like, I feel this to my core, Ryan.
One of my other quotes, Steve said, "Laurel is just a machine. I believe she was genetically created in a lab in 2342 to purposely go back in time and dominate challenges."
There was good editing with that too. That was funny.
And then Cara Maria, she says, "250K is life-changing, but that win against Laurel, priceless."
Yeah, that reminded me of a MasterCard commercial. I wrote that one down too. We had a lot of the same.
Steve, he says, "I'm going to be the biggest threat to myself other than Cara Maria."
Oh, foreshadowing.
Yeah, right.
I didn't catch that one.
Then Laurel says, all of the okay, she's talking about like how her and okay, so this isn't actually like a quote that for like I don't know to be like a top quote, but I just put it here so that I wouldn't forget to talk about it. But Laurel's talking about like how it's really just like her and Cara Maria that are in competition with each other, and all of the rest have never won, but Veronica is a three-time champ, so.
Yes, Christina, I caught that too. It's like they totally forgot about Veronica, or maybe she said that quote later, or I don't know. They're so weird, right?
Not only that, oh, never mind. This is in the next episode. She was forgotten about. Veronica was forgotten about again.
In the next
Because,
episode?
yeah.
Well, what are you talking about? Just when?
Derek said that he wanted someone from the queer community to
Yeah.
win. He's like, so
Okay,
Laurel
but
or Nicole. He said, I want Laurel and Nicole to win because I want another queer representation. I'm like,
Cara
Veronica's right
Maria.
there, dude.
So is Cara Maria. Cara Maria talks, she didn't necessarily say that in particular, but she talked about, I think on Zach's podcast, how cool it was that every single girl in that final was queer, and Derek, obviously, too.
Okay, so stupid question. Car Maria is?
Yeah, she's yeah.
Oh, okay, I didn't realize that. I didn't either.
Wow, so he erased both Kara and Veronica. But all I was thinking, I'm like, Veronica has a whole girlfriend at home. What is he saying? Like, what are you talking
Yeah, I thought that was odd.
about? Yeah. So
What
cool.
are we sure on quotes for the first episode? Abby, what did you do your quotes?
I have
Well,
all
y'all did,
mine.
yeah, y'all did. Christina did two of mine, but my other one was Veronica, so unfucking bothered with that electrocution challenge. And she's like, I got electrocuted a lot as a child.
Wait,
That
so
was so funny.
you had the Steve one, but what was your other one besides Veronica?
Ryan's about best start saving in your 20s. Don't wait till you're
Oh,
40.
okay. Okay, got it. Okay, so then moving on to the second part of the final, episode 12. We have a bunch of different, okay, so we have different checkpoints again, and we find out that, okay, first of all, let's actually go back. I'm sorry, I forgot to say that Derek is eliminated. And so Derek is the one who got last in that first checkpoint, and Derek is eliminated, and he's able to give his star to somebody, and Derek gives his star to Laurel. He says that she's the person that was working with him the whole game, and that's who he wants to win. So he gave his star to Laurel. The next checkpoint
And
is
Derek, I think if he didn't go, like, wasn't he last or second to last? If he was near the beginning, I don't think he would have psyched himself out so bad, and I think he may have been okay.
maybe.
And maybe Laurel would have gotten eliminated.
That would be crazy. What a different outcome.
Yeah. I just think it was like Leroy screaming, Nicole's reaction, like all the fake acting, I think got in his head. I don't know.
Yeah, because he definitely went slower because he was like definitely super, super scared.
Yep.
And then Ace, I thought he handled that really well. I'm just going back to that with just not caring and getting shocked. And Veronica, too, both of them was really.
Where is the clip of Ace? Why is that not in my feed somewhere? I want to be able to favorite that and bookmark that and just watch that because it was so funny.
Right? I love Ace. I think he's maybe he didn't have as much of a showing in the first few episodes, but later on in this season, he has had a great showing, I think.
I think so too.
So the next checkpoint is the advantage checkpoint is this the spicy where they have to eat the 10 peppers, and Nicole wins that advantage. And then the elimination is when they have to catch the water in their mouths and spit it out into this like tube thing. Nicole's advantage is that her line is lower, but she still does terrible. But Laurel wins, and Leroy gets eliminated, and he gives his star to Steve. And then the next advantage checkpoint is the hose ball, which they use like a fire hose to move a ball and try to score goals. Cara Maria and Ace, they win that one. And their advantage is that basically they get to in the next checkpoint, which is called Bluff Night, where that's when they have the three rooms that they have to go into, and they have to do one of the tasks. They get to choose which one they get to do first, and kind of determines the order of the people that go. So the rooms were nailed it, which you had to nail or hammer three nails as fast as they could. A marble blast, where they had to move a ball through a course, or firearm, where their arms are set on fire. They have to ignite the star and then throw balls, four balls until they catch, or balls until four of them catch on fire. The person, it's a double elimination, and Nicole and Veronica are eliminated. They both were the two people that did the marble blast, so clearly that was probably the hardest one. Both of them give their stars to Laurel. And then the next day, we find out that the stars mean that you get to skip a checkpoint, but you can't use two stars on one lap. There's like five different laps. And so, unfortunately, Steve uses his incorrectly because he was going to use them both on his last lap. And so he has to do the last one, causing him to get third place. Carmaria got second, and Laurel is our winner. What did we think of this last part of the final?
I saw someone say that Leroy is so bad at finals that he screwed Steve over by giving him that extra star and then made Steve lose too. Because if he only had the one star, he wouldn't have made that mistake.
Oh, I guess that's true. Our Maria did say on Zach Nichols' podcast that she's almost certain then had Steve not made that mistake, that Steve would have won.
Damn. I have a conspiracy. I'm a conspiracy theorist, so I'm like, I'm gonna go back. I gotta see if TJ actually said that or they dubbed it in over later. I'm like, maybe Steve didn't know. I don't know. It's my conspiracy.
Yeah, well, I think that one thing that we did learn for sure, though, is that Steve has what it takes to win. If he can get
Yeah.
to a final, you know, if he gets to this All-Stars 5 final, who knows? I think he's got a good shot. Steve is a contender. I would
Yeah.
never guess, but he is.
Yeah.
No, he impressed me. I mean, honestly, he was probably my overall MVP for the season, almost competition wise. Definitely the male.
Yeah. He won a lot of eliminations. Yeah.
I
I mean,
did.
Leroy said it best, like when he gave him a star about, and that was one of my quotes. Like he came in with no alliances and had to win elimination after elimination, and you know,
Yeah.
he did that. So
Yeah,
I
no.
thought that water drinking challenge, like, I think it favored people with long necks. Like, Laurel's neck looked so long, and she was so good. And then poor Veronica, it took her forever to be able to do it.
That's true. And
That
yeah.
was probably my least favorite checkpoint.
I hated it. It was stupid.
Yeah, I agree. I
And
didn't
so
like
that's why everyone who's giving Leroy so much hate and on that, I'm like, he got eliminated on the stupidest thing ever.
that. So I gave my LVP to Steve because of the mistake he made that cost him. Had it not been so close and like literally cost him the win, then maybe I wouldn't have given it to him. But I gave it to Steve, unfortunately.
Yeah, it was a big mistake. Ugh.
Who did you give LVP to?
Well, you know, I'm biased, so I don't often give it to people I like. I give mine to Nicole.
Abby, we're all very aligned, so, 'cause I did too.
God, just she was such a baby with the fire hose challenge, and I don't know. Y'all know how I feel about it, so.
Firefighter challenge when she's there. Not fair, first of all. I know she didn't win, but not fair. And then I thought she made the dumbest decision that she didn't hammer the nails. That's where she went to LVP for me. Why didn't she just do the nails? The ball looked so much like anyone with any sense could see that ball was harder than doing the nails. I don't know. The nails looked like the easiest one to me.
Well, we've watched her for enough seasons to know she doesn't, I don't think, have much sense.
Especially her, because she has like strength. It's like
Exactly.
Amanda trying to do that. And not that Amanda doesn't have strength, she does have great upper body strength, but not like she couldn't do it as fast as some people. She's because she's tiny.
Yep. And I mean, Nicole is her whole job is being physical. She's in great shape. There's no reason she shouldn't have picked that one.
Yeah.
I thought that's where she lost the season, right there.
I
Dumb
totally,
move.
yeah. 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 I totally agree. How about your MVPs? Did we
Oh,
all
of course,
give it to Laurel?
Laurel. Laurel.
Did
Yeah.
anybody have like an honorable mention or anything? I did give an honorable mention to Cara Maria. I thought she did great, especially considering, what an advantage Laurel had. Yeah, that's part of the game. I'm not discrediting Laurel in any way, but I just think Cara Maria played a great, great final.
No, I agree with that. I didn't have her down, but I mean, if I did, it'd be her.
How about quotes? Did you have
28.
any quotes?
I only wrote one quote, and it was a Steve quote, and he said, "I'm a hand model. Hopefully I can get a Home Depot sponsorship out of this." I think that's when he was doing the nails.
Yeah. Steve is great. I did have a couple quotes this one. Veronica, she says, "Do you guys have cups of milk waiting for us?" After the peppers, which I thought was really
Okay.
in my
Goes
head,
for
I was
what?
in my head, I was literally like, how it shows how long it's been since Veronica has made it to a final.
I just thought for those peppers, I'm like, I wouldn't even try, right? Because only one person's gonna win. All you're getting is an advantage. I don't know. I think I just wouldn't have even tried. They all threw, like, what are you gonna make yourself sick and throw up for a chance out of seven or six or whatever it was to get an advantage?
Yeah, especially being one of the first ones, I can see that point. I think
Yeah.
I'd still try, but I think you're probably smarter.
Yeah.
And then TJ, he when he's like announcing, he says TJ Lavender at the desk ready to call this thing. And then TJ says, "God put TJ Lavin on this earth to do two things: ride bikes and blow air horns."
Yes.
And then Ace, he said, when he's talking to Cara Marie about who's going to go first, he says, "No, you, this is your game."
Love that one. I love him.
Yeah, no, he's the sweetest for sure. I mean, he was even like sad when he had to eat the little cockroach. Oh, he's just so cute.
He married with kids? Does anyone know anything about his personal life?
Don't think he is, but I guess I don't really know.
Yeah, I don't think he is, but I also don't really know.
Did either of you have any other quotes?
I had the Leroy one that
His speech.
yeah, his speech. And then I actually had, I don't know why I like these so much. I had Nicole after she won the hot pepper one saying something like, "Thanks, Mom, for putting hot sauce on my fingers so I didn't suck them." I just think it's so funny because these are people like, somewhat in our age group. And it's like today, like nobody would put hot sauce on their kids' hands so they want to suck their fingers. And Veronica's like, "Oh, I got electrocuted a lot." Nicole's like, "I had hot sauce all over my hands." Like, I'm like, this is our growing up era, those years.
Yeah,
Yep.
sure.
Remember, I suck my fingers, and my mom would put socks on them. She did the Tabasco, like she tried everything. I was like, yeah, I feel that.
Yeah. And I told you guys I had an electric shock machine, and my
Yeah.
dad used to make me get shocked. So, yeah, I was like, oh, I think I relate to Veronica.
Like, if that was like got out like today, people would be like, call CPS.
For real. Really, yeah. Very
Oh,
different
man.
perspective for sure.
Michelle, when you told us that, you're like, this explains so much about me.
Yep, it sure does. Oh my God. But we thought it was so fun. Like, me and my brother, like, we were a little scared, but we thought it was so fun because we'd hold hands and the shock would go through all three of us. Thought it was
Yeah.
so fun.
So
Yep. Things you can't do today, I guess, right?
fun.
That's great. Okay, well, do we have any final thoughts on the season as a whole or this final? Any final thoughts here before we wrap up All Stars season four?
I mean, I overall enjoyed it. I didn't think it was, I feel like Twitter didn't like it that much, but I don't know. I thought it was good.
I thought it was good too.
I liked it. I liked Cara Maria. I haven't liked her in probably 10 years, so maybe even
Agree.
more. I really
Agree.
liked her. I really enjoyed her.
Yeah, I think that the Nicoles and the Laurels and the people, one thing that they didn't really think about, is they wanted her out so bad, but by continually talking about her and wanting this, all they did was really make her the star of the show.
Yeah, she was definitely. And I mean, I usually side with Laurel, but I did not this time. So it was, I thought it was a good season. It was one of my favorite All-Stars, I would say. I really liked it.
Yeah, I liked it too. I liked it a lot.
I liked it better than what was the last one when Wes and Janae won? I didn't like that one that
Yeah,
much.
with
Yeah, I
Campbell.
liked it better than that one.
I think I liked, I liked All Stars 3 because obviously it was Kayla's return, but I think I liked All Stars 2 maybe, as one of the better ones when it was
Yeah.
Janae and MJ that won at the end. I thought that was a really good season.
I loved All Stars 2, except the final pissed me off because there was so much controversy with the final.
Yeah.
But besides that, I really liked All Stars 2 as well, besides that final.
Yeah.
That
I
was great because it was
also
the
agree.
first one. So it was great.
So do we think that season 40 will be a little All-Stars-ish since we have so many like era one people? Because we have, 10 from each era. Do we think that it'll be like, I don't know, they make it kind of like this where anybody can kind of win, or what are we thinking? That's going to be the next challenge season that we have here. Like I said, August 14th coming up.
I think they're gonna make it really tough because they're gonna have to make it seem, oh, this is the hardest challenge ever, the hardest final ever. That's what they're gonna do with 40, I think.
Yeah, whose era is the best? Yeah, I can see that too.
But you know what? I kind of wish the form, like, I don't know. I wish the format is like a team wins. That's what I would think was cool for eras. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if we don't have any other final thoughts here, then we will, I guess, wrap this up. I guess the next show that starts is going to be The Bachelor. Bachelorette is July 8th, I think, 7th or 8th. And then after that, I think the following week is Big Brother. I'm not really sure what else we'll be talking about, but yeah, that's what's coming up next, I think. So thank you everyone so much for tuning in, and we will see you soon.